I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen. From New York, up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, up in Harlem. Man, it's warm today, and yesterday, beautiful. You know, most people had all but counted out Bernie Sanders, except for himself, except for the people of Michigan. Hillary Clinton was supposed to win the Wolverine State handily by at least 30 points. At least she was ahead. Well, the polls said so. But the voters had another thing in mind and handed Bernie Sanders a surprising upset. As expected, it all boiled down to one key demographic that we all have been talking about, and that is the black vote. About 65% of African Americans in Michigan voted for Hillary Clinton. That's a much smaller margin than her black support in southern states. Sanders won 31% of the black votes in Michigan. He wasn't supposed to get that much. His upset came as a big surprise, given Sanders' struggle to connect with black voters, and more recently, his word choice at the CNN Democratic debate, the words ghetto and white people don't know what it's like to be poor. But as we discussed last time, Sanders clarified his comments, kept it pushing, and won, giving him a boost of confidence going into last night's Democratic debate in Miami. He also chose his words more carefully around immigration than he did last time around race, promising as president not to deport children who are here illegally.
So to answer your question, no, I will not deport children from the United States of America.
And can you promise not to deport immigrants who don't have a criminal record?
I can make that promise.
Clinton struggled a bit on this issue, but eventually made the same pledge.
I will not deport children. I would not deport children. I do not want to deport family members either, Jorge. I want to, as I said, prioritize who would be deported. Violent criminals, people planning terrorist attacks, anybody who threatens us. That's a relatively small universe.
The most provocative question and answer of the evening, however, had nothing to do with neither of them or either of their policies, nor their policies. It had to do with the other person who loomed large on the stage, even though he was not physically there, and that's Donald Trump.
Senator Sanders, do you think it's fair to call Donald Trump a racist?
This is what I think
about that.
I think that the American people are never going to elect a president who insults Mexicans, who insults Muslims, who insults women, who insults African Americans. And let us not forget that several years ago, Trump was in the middle of the so-called Bertha movement, trying to delegitimize the President of the United States of America. You know, I find it very interesting, Karen. My dad was born in Poland. I know a little bit about the immigrant experience. Nobody has ever asked me for my birth certificate. Maybe it has something to do with the color of my skin.
Just in case you haven't had your cup of coffee this morning and you need a little help getting the gist, that was a whole lot of words and a long way to go for Bernie Sanders to answer yes. He didn't say yes, but if you get the gist, that's what he's saying. Sanders stumbled a bit on stage in Michigan, but he came back strong in last night's debate. And last night's, it was the last scheduled Democratic debate, by the way. Looks like he is getting his groove back, so I would not count him out just yet. There's still a long way to go before the election come November.
Now, isn't there a debate next week with TV One and CNN?
That was the last, that's supposed to be the last scheduled debate. I think this one was unscheduled. But
okay.
I haven't heard much about that. This one came, there's some politics behind what happened with this one that no one is explaining.
Yeah. That, okay, well, Nick can't explain.
And no one is really advertising it. You notice that?
I noticed that too, yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we're advertising it.
Yeah.
And it's just
we
us.
Care.
I haven't really heard about it. It was a memo that went out, and then no one is really explaining to us what's happening. So I don't know. We'll I can't see. Answer that question. I wish I could.
Mm. Okay. All right.
All right.
Don Lemon. You getting on the hoverboard today?
No. I don't want to catch fire.
Don lives in Harlem and
flaming, but not fire.
And he.
Wow.
Ah!
I'm glad
he did
you
it before
that.
The others could get to him.
I got it. I had to get to it.
Flaming, but not fire. Is that what he said? Fire.
Yeah, that's what he said. You missed it.
Open season now, Don.
Flaming, but not fire. Put that on Twitter.